here. All right, great. So we are going to jump right in, and we're recording this, Gail, for you and your business plan and making sure we have the train on the tracks for 2015. So we'll just jump right in. Before we get into the business planning part of this, of course, I always like to ask you, what's the best thing that's happened to you to make you more money since we last spoke?
Oh, that's a tough one.
No, the pressure's on, right?
Yeah, no, there really hasn't. I had one of my listings withdraw and go with somebody else. And
well, so rewind. But what my question was, what have you done to make more money? Not who bailed on you, right?
Yeah, I know. I haven't gotten it. What have I done? I've been calling, but I had an appointment today, a listing appointment, but I haven't gotten anything else under contract. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So,
nice job. So where did that listing appointment come from?
I believe he got me through the internet, but he got one of my sold postcards, sold, because he's right down the street from a house that I closed in September.
Okay, so internet / just sold, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good. And you already went on the appointment, or you set it?
Today. I went today.
Good. And how did it go?
I think it'll be fine. I'll get it. He's still in the middle of renovating, so probably he'll go on around the middle of January. He's got a lot of renovating to finish.
Nice. Okay, so nice job on that. We just have to follow up and make sure it's in the bag, right?
Yes, and I will. Don't worry.
I know you will. I know you will. You practice relentless lead follow-up, right?
Yes, I do.
Yes, excellent. So, and what price, what is the list price on that, do you think?
It would probably be $175 or $180.
$175, $180. Okay, good. So, just something as your coach that I have to point out for you, and maybe you don't do this as a general habit, but keep an eye on it in going forward. When, I'm asking you, what's the best thing that happened since we last spoke?
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't just you. This is a tendency that people have. First thing you said was something negative.
Right.
Lost a listing, they pulled it off the market. So my concern is to make sure that we're keeping focused on the positive and what you do have in front of you on the one hand, but also when that stuff happens, is there something that you would have or could have done differently to prevent that? We answer that question, then you move on and concentrate on the good stuff, right?
Right.
So looking back, so I can put a period at the end of that sentence, is there anything that you could have or should have done to keep that listing right now and get it sold?
No.
All right, then. So why are you thinking about it anymore?
No, it's okay. I mean, the good news is that if it does sell, it will. They have a new construction contract with me, or, 560.
There you go.
So
you got the best
whenever
it does
sell, that'll happen.
Yeah, there you have it. Okay. But so just keeping, because, real estate can be negative on its own. And
right.
I just want to make sure that we're keeping your head screwed on straight going forward.
Yeah, and I've been working on that since yesterday, so that I'm working on it.
Good. I know you will. You're generally a positive person, so just something to keep an eye on.
I am.
Okay. All right, good. So before we do some more business plan stuff, update me with your current numbers, active listings, active buyers, pendings, year-to-date closed, you know the drill.
Yeah. Okay, active listings is 4. Active buyers are just 1.
Okay.
Active buyers. No, I have 3. I'm sorry, 3.
Okay.
Pendings is 2, and then the new construction, if you want to count it, 3. And what else was there?
Okay, so year-to-date closed pending, and just tell me if it's changed. Last numbers I have on you are year-to-date 39 closed and pending. Let's see, and I don't have net income from that yet. Do you know what that number is?
I know the gross, but I need
Give me gross for now.
Gross would be 330.
330, okay, excellent. And then for the sake of doing the treasure map, let's figure out net to you for our next call. Is that cool?
Yeah, I know. I was going to ask you about that, too.
Okay, well, ask me, what's your question?
Well, I'm been working on my expenses, and I, you know, with my salary, and then of course my my administrative salary. Mm-hmm. I mean, my expenses are like 50%.
Mm-hmm. Which is why we do the treasure map, right?
I've never done it with you.
Yeah. Well, so that's where we're working towards. So the treasure map, big picture business plan, right? And so one of the things that it asks you to do is to look at your profit and loss and look at what those expenses are. So you're telling me everything blended together is about 50% of your gross. Is that right?
Yeah. The last P&L my guy did, he does them quarterly, it came out that, well, that was through October. Wait, through mm-hmm. September. And it came out of my gross GCI was 257, and my expenses mm-hmm. were, I netted 134.
Right. Okay. And he broke all this down for you, didn't he?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So this is part of what we're going to do on the treasure map is jump into looking at those expenses. So I'm sure when you saw that, you probably had a mini heart attack, right?
Yes. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Right. And that's a typical reaction because we don't always watch things that closely.
I just started hyperventilating.
Right. Well, okay, so what are we going to do about that? We've got to look at, and this is good homework for you and I to work on before our next call. I want you to send me a copy of all of your expenses, and you and I are going to apply several questions to those, right? So we've got categories here. The first category is absolutely necessary expenses, like paying your board dues and stuff like that that you have to do and can't get out of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then we have a big bucket of marketing. We have admin costs. And anything that is optional, we're going to ask the question, are we getting the value out of it that you're paying for? Can we track business to it? If so, how much versus what you spent? And then you and I are going to decide together what will live and what we're going to kill off because it wasn't worthy.
Okay.
Okay, so off the top of your head, after looking at that and post-panic attack, what looks like something that could be fluff to you on your expenses?
Fluff to me?
Yeah,
oh,
something that maybe
God.
Isn't necessary. You know, we can cut it out, or maybe we're paying for it in the expectation that it's going to pay off, but it's not actually.
Well, I've been carrying Red X, but I've just started back using that. But I don't want to get rid of that. I need that.
Right. I agree.
And then
what about some of your internet marketing? Because I think only 3% of your business came from the internet, didn't it?
Yeah, I don't do any internet marketing.
Okay, because that's usually a low-hanging fruit to pick up.
I mean, that's like, you know, Trulia Leads and Zillow or Realtor.com. I don't pay any of that.
Okay. So that's not a black hole for you. So what else is something where you go, don't know if that was worth it?
You know, that's my hardest thing. I went through it, and I'm like, what the heck?
Well,
I mean,
run a pretty lean ship, right? I mean,
I do.
You're not
but
spending
when you look
five
at,
grand a month on Zillow or something like that.
Oh, no. Uh-uh. No.
No.
Well,
so what about the admin costs? Are we getting what we're paying for there?
Yes, I think so. I mean, I've got a virtual assistant that does my listings. I've got a lady who does my marketing. You know, I have a photographer. And then my admin is my daughter-in-law, who I don't pay her $1,500 a month.
Right.
And then
she's
also my buyer's agent.
So if we're looking, and you're going to send me a copy of this so that I can poke a stick at it and say, what's with this and what's with that, if there is anything like that, because I haven't seen this on you yet. Okay, so send it to me. I'm not going to share it with anybody else, so don't worry about that. It's just between you and
I'm
I.
Not.
And,
yeah.
And then we'll take a look at that together. So if the answer is indeed there's no fat to cut, because you don't spend outrageous marketing money, you don't spend a lot online, if the answer is this is as lean as it's going to get, then what is the logical solution to cure this 50% expense issue?
Well, I mean, I keep thinking maybe my CPA has my salary up too high.
So you're saying part of yours Yeah, it could be, and we'll take a look at that. That could be because, you know, you've been fine tax-wise, so maybe that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, because what happened is I called him a couple weeks ago and told him that I thought I was going to make around 330 or 340, and we had estimated everything based on, I think it was like 250 or 275, so he upped my salary
right.
for October, November, December, and then we have to pay additional tax, quarterly taxes mm-hmm. over and above what we pay.
Right.
So I'm hyperventilating on all
yeah.
that.
Well, so also, I know, you know, it's like a blessing and a curse all at once.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes when you guys do that, you'll end up with a refund too. So it could cure some of this. But, you know, you're counting your salary as part of your expenses, correct?
Yes, and my admin, you know. I mean,
okay.
Yeah, my salary is part of my expenses.
Well, but that's going into your pocket. So that's not really a fair comparison, right? So you're paying yourself, that's your net. I mean, yes, your taxes come out, but really, if I need to look at your numbers to see how we're counting everything and see if it really is truly a 50%. If a big chunk of that is you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Paying yourself is the whole point, right? Your product is profit. So I don't know if that's necessarily a fair statement to make, that you're only netting 50% if 30% of that 50% is going into your pocket. You're probably netting more than you think. It's all in how you translate it.
Yeah.
You see what I'm
saying?
I've
never had a big salary like I have. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
You want me
you're
to
part
send
of your
you?
Problem.
What do you want me to send you?
Send me your profit and loss.
Okay.
Am I making sense with that?
Yeah. Okay.
Because you're counting your own salary as your expenses. If we spin that off and we just look at your expenses that are not Gale, what's the real net? It's probably, if you look at it that way, you know, that's much more realistic, which is what
right.
I think we're going
okay.
to discover and should also make you feel better. You know, plus you're operating at a higher level than most agents who just make the money, find out what they owe in taxes, and then they have to go sell a bunch more real estate to make up the taxes. You're getting in front of that with your own payroll, which is the right thing to do.
Okay.
Painful as it may be in the short term.
Okay.
So send me that. So you and I are going to continue our profit and loss discussion and find out what's really going on. Okay? And if there's fat to cut out, we will. And if not, we're going to look at really what's going into your pocket versus your expenses and see. I think it's probably more in line, it's probably more of 30% if we spin your income out of it.
Okay, which it should
be about
28 to 30, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Which is way more reasonable. Now, if we find out that it's something that you're not comfortable with, well, if we've already cut out all of the fat, then the only answer is to raise your average sale price and raise your production off of what we're already doing, and that'll increase your percent. So that's why we do the business plan this time of year, and we can look ahead.
Right.
Okay, so that's the financial chunk, which is a significant part of this. You're going to send that to me, and we'll go back and forth in the email a little bit, and I'll ask you some questions about that, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So,
right.
and really, the treasure map is our December project, so this is not meant to be a five-minute conversation. It'll continue.
Okay, that's okay. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Okay, great. So the next question I have for you is really a 2014 look back. If you're looking at what did you do well, what are you really proud of in your business in 2014, so that we can do more of it more efficiently and more systematically, what would you say is on that list? 2014, Gale did these three things super fantastic. What's on the list?
Super fantastic. I did 40% of my business in my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
I had one listing and one buyer over 800.
Okay, so that helps your average sale price, certainly.
Yes. And I took, I don't have it right in front of me, how many listings I took. And then let me check if you have a second. I know you're not going anywhere.
Sure, so you were more listing heavy. No, I'm not bailing on you, no worries.
I was 70% listings and 30% buyers, which is good.
That's really good.
Is it, what's it usually run?
Yeah. Well, numbers like yours is, usually most agents are very buyer heavy, but we've been working on turning you into a killer listing agent. So in order for that to happen, you have to have more listings. You have to go on more listing appointments. So I love that you're much more listing heavy. What would you rather have, 10 active buyers or 10 active listings?
Oh, listings.
Why?
They don't take as much time. 30, 31.
Exactly.
32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38. So I took 38 listings.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm very proud of.
Yeah, definitely. You should be. And I don't think you had very much expire on you, if I look back on your notes, either.
No, uh-uh.
You rarely have expired. So not only did you take them, but more importantly, you actually sold them. Because you're only down to four now.
I mean, I can count them on one hand, the ones that, you know, they pulled it off the market or whatever, or they went, you know, they went with somebody else. But no.
Well,
and not much at all.
For you. Yeah. So far, 40% of your business is in your neighborhood, so we want to continue to get even more of that. We have good 800-plus sales. Always more of that is good for you, and to continue to keep you listing heavy. So in order to do that, we also got a very important project done, which was your pre-listing package.
Right. And that's definitely number one. I mean, that is by far, but I didn't do that. You did it. it to me.
I gave it to you, but you polished it and made it Gail's, so that's the important thing. And why did we do that? So that we can make you even more competitive, get even more in your neighborhood, and take you even higher end if that's the direction you wish to go. What are your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, so that's part of the big plan.
Yeah. Okay. What did I say, 39 listings? Okay, I'm writing all this down. Okay.
38 listings. What you said to me. But, yeah, we're going to tighten up all these numbers with the treasure map. Okay, so what else? You're looking back. It's practically the end of the year. What else are you very proud of about 2014?
Well, my average days on the market was 22. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm proud of my GCI.
Tell me about that. Where did that end up?
It's going to end up about 340, and my plan was 350. Mm-hmm.
Which
I did one in last year. I did like 170, 180.
Tell me where you can have a job for 170 and say, I'd like a raise to 340, please.
I know.
You just try that out somewhere, see how it goes, right? Seriously, Gail, that's incredible.
Yeah,
things in perspective,
happened.
Doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. It just happened.
Yeah. Well, okay. Did it just happen, or did you work very consciously at making sure that it happened?
Well, I did, but I wasn't on the phone as much as I should be. So, you know, now that I'm getting
on
the
phone
more.
Well, we're about to go down that path with what we wish we would have done more of. But let's finish out what you did really well. So I would say, as your coach, one of the things I would say is that you were super consistent and didn't have a lot of downtime, you know, straying off the reservation, so to speak, with mindset issues or, you know, didn't feel like working, didn't feel motivated. I don't hear a lot of that from you. And I think that has helped you raise your sale price that much. Is you've done a pretty good job keeping the train on the tracks.
And now I'm like, oh, I'm tired. I just want to
see. Which is why we do the treasure mapping.
I can't. Yeah, I know.
Oh, you can. You can do it all over again, and we're going to have an even better year. So anything else to add to the list, stuff that you did really, really well last year?
I just was great at getting my listings and getting them sold. I mean.
Yeah. What I was going to say is good average days on the market. You have excellent seller communication. You stay on top of pricing. You stay on top of your feedback.
Mm-hmm.
You are not like some agents that kind of live in fear of their sellers. You know, I got to talk to this person.
Oh, right.
You're all over that.
Right.
And I think that your lead follow-up has improved as well, your speed and your urgency.
Okay, that's a good point.
Would you agree, or am I putting – I don't want to put words
in. No, I agree. I agree.
You know, so urgency in general stuff. Okay. So let's change gears. What do you wish you would have done better in 2014 that we are going to fix together in 2015?
Make more calls.
Okay. Just random calls, crack open the, you know, the phone book and hey, how's it going?
No. Call
particular
expired.
Kinds of calls. Oh, there's those
call
expired.
Call expired. Call my past mm-hmm. clients. Call my
okay.
seller, which I do. I'm mm-hmm. very good about that. But
sure.
just on the phone, calling expired.
Okay.
Calling my past clients and my sphere. And, you
yes.
know, any buyer, any leads, relentless mm-hmm. lead follow-up.
Okay, so these are all different categories, right, in the interest of new appointments. So we might put a cap on this saying, set more appointments more frequently, which are the result of expired past client and lead follow-up.
Okay.
So what do I need to do as your coach to get you more consistent at this so that we can both raise your average sale price and your units next year? Ultimately, your income is what we're talking about, of course.
Of course. I don't know. It's me. I got to do it.
Well, so let's look at that. Why, when you aren't doing it, when you're not sticking to that type of outgoing call, and let's be clear, the reason we're doing that is because you're getting what you're getting doing what you're doing, so we're adding on to that to take you to the next level.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm
so,
saying. Look at what I did this year, and I wasn't even on the phone as much as
that's
I should
what
be.
I'm saying. Right. And you're making a really great living, but think what's out there for you if we reach out to people who don't already know you, for example. Okay?
Right.
So
right.
when you're not doing it, what causes that? Why not?
I just don't feel like it sometimes.
Okay. That's not
particularly expired.
Right. Okay. And so why? What causes that thought? You don't feel like calling expired today. Why not?
Because they just hear from everybody and their mother. But I know I can do it. I know I used to live off of this.
So your belief is that they're getting bombarded with calls?
Right.
Right. So would it surprise you to hear that of my expired hunters this week, that I am typically hearing the same thing from all of them, which is their
mm-hmm.
prospects that they are talking to, especially the ones at Door Knock, the expireds are saying, you're the only one who's contacted me.
Really?
Yeah. So some of this is what Gail's making up in her head that may or may not be true.
Right, that's true.
Okay, so how would you know if everybody was calling them or not?
By people be calling them and then saying that.
Right, actual conversations, yes?
Yes, yeah, right.
Okay. It's what?
No, you're right.
Well,
I
mean... Okay, so I only want to be right making you money, you know. I mean, this
mm-hmm.
is all about more money in Gail's pocket. And we're going to expireds because we know they're willing to list and we know they probably have to sell. So I think when you stop yourself from doing this, you got to ask yourself, is this actually true or am I making it up in my head? Am I making less money because I believe everybody I know is talking to these expireds? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, or maybe I just look at this, forget about the whole prospecting thing with the script and trying to set appointments. Let's just look at it as a research project. Let's find out more about expireds in your market and see whether your beliefs are actually true. And as a byproduct, you're going to end up with some appointments, but we won't call it prospecting.
Okay.
Okay, let's just find out what's going mm-hmm. on. Is that fair?
Yeah.
So would it be possible to get you on a steady diet of a minimum standard of calls daily that you looked at as, you know, real work?
Yeah.
As if you were coming to work every day. And
it's going to have
yeah.
to be.
Yeah. Okay.
It's going to have to be.
All right. So what would that look like? So let's say it's 2015. We've made the commitment that you're going to be, and we'll tighten up exactly when we say make more money for Gail. We'll come up with a number over our next couple of calls here. But I'm guessing that you want more, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Not that there's anything
yep.
wrong with 340,000, but there's more out there for Gail. So we've come to the agreement that we're going to go after expireds and past clients to increase your appointments. So paint me a picture. You're in your office now. It's the first day back. What are you doing differently than you've done all year this year?
Time Black Calling.
Okay. So paint me a picture of what that looks like.
Say 8:30 to 10:30 call.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So actually get it in your schedule and stick to it, right?
Yes.
Which might mean getting ready the night before so you make your life easier.
Right.
For example,
no,
who am I going to be
calling? I know that.
Right. You know that. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. And let's say we did this, you tell me, 3, 4, 5 days a week. What's reasonable?
4.
Okay. I would agree. I think, you know, you'll have stuff going on and we all need a break now and then. So 4 days a week. And let's just say that through your research of how calls actually go for Gail, that this increases your business by the amount we set forward as our goal. And again, we'll tighten
mm-hmm.
that up. So let's just
mm-hmm.
say that you crack down and you get really, really good at this. It's not talking Gail into it every week, that we actually talk about what the results are, what kind of appointments you're going on. We tighten all this up. And we're fast forwarding. It's December 31st, 2015. You've done a really killer job with this, and you're looking back. As a result, what are 3 things that you're super thrilled about that happened in 2015?
That I increased my GCI.
Okay.
So
GCI
goes
up.
Yeah. Appointments go up because of that. Or not because of that.
Mm-hmm.
That goes up because of... And mm-hmm. my spoke of expireds increases.
Okay. And probably past client deals as well, because those are in the same call category. Okay. And because you did this, what were you able to accomplish in life goal-wise? Why earn more money? I mean, you're $340,000, that's pretty good for most people. What's going to keep you motivated?
My retirement coming and grandchildren.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So grandkids keep you motivated. You've got stuff to pay for.
Mm-hmm.
Can you be more specific?
Well, as to what? Well, we put away some money for their college.
Okay. So paying for their college, that's definitely valid. What else? What about stuff
mm-hmm.
for Gail?
Well, my husband and I would like to have a second home, either at the beach or the mountains.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere. So second home, beach or mountains, and this is part of your treasure map. We're going to tighten up the specific goals, right? So if it's a beach or mountain house, what does that look like? How much is it going to potentially cost? When would you like to have it by? These are things that cause you to call expireds when you might not feel like it.
Right.
If you had a picture of that mountain or beach home in front of you, in front of your phone and your headset, would that help?
Yeah, I have a dream board here.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Across
that's right.
In my room.
Update this, right? Yeah.
Pardon?
Okay. How
probably
serious
need to
would
update
you take
a little.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon?
More good homework for Gail. Yeah, more updating that based on 2015 goals.
Yeah. No, I believe in it because I had on there a couple years ago to redo my kitchen, and I redid it.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? You know, just exercising more. So I
mm-hmm.
have that, and I do that. I had new carpet put in and, you know, all that. Just stuff. I got a new car.
Yeah.
That's still on there. I just got a new car. So I do need
so
to update
the
it.
Issue. Yeah, we need to, you know, if it's going to be, you already did the kitchen, so let's replace that picture with something else you want to do, maybe the mountain house or the beach house. Why not have both? That's certainly possible.
Yeah, I have the mountain house on there. I need to add a beach house. Yeah,
why
not have both?
Well,
okay,
you can be country mouse and city mouse. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and as far as work out more, you know, our difference between dreams and goals are that goals are measurable, specific, time-dependent, written down, posted. So work out more, everybody says that, but maybe you have a picture of a body double that you want and an actress that you want to look like. Seriously, it works. Just like, you know, go ahead.
I know. I have a runner on here, a girl running, and I have a elliptical machine.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. So let's update it and make it super exciting based on 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that includes a picture of a stack of you know, $1,000 bills that are called college fund with each grandkid's name on it.
Right. Okay.
Let's get serious about what we're doing, because you've already proven to yourself that when you put it
that
on
it
your dream board, it actually works, right?
Right.
So, no stagnant dream boards around here. Not allowed.
I know. I hadn't redone one, and I didn't redo one this year. I just left the same thing. But I do need to update it.
Yeah,
cool.
That's why you have me systematically
even
torturing you every week. Yeah. Okay.
But it works. I have my new car on here. I forgot about that.
Yeah, look what you did. So now let's replace it.
With
and
a bigger
big
car. No.
Well, I don't know. Whatever turns you on, right? It doesn't have to all be financial-oriented, right? Some of it might be time-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you want to, for example, and you and I are going to do a lot of work on this treasure map, maybe one of your mental or spiritual goals is to listen to a book on audiobooks once per week, and on your dream board is your reading list, so to speak.
Okay.
So it doesn't have to cost a bunch of money to be a valid goal that keeps you motivated. Sometimes certainly it is. You know, you can't have your beach house for free, for example. But there are
right.
other things that we put on the dream board that, like, you know, like your running person, okay, that reminds you to make sure that you're working out, eating healthfully, and all of those good things. So keep that in mind. And let's revamp that dream board as part of our big picture treasure map, okay? So looking back over our call then, tell me two or three things that you got out of this that are meaningful to you.
Two or three things. Let's see. Well, just the fact that you made me look at what I did good this year, because I really haven't done that, and what I need to do better.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to, you know, rather than looking at expireds as, oh, they're just going to say everybody else is gone, find out what's going on. Get on the phone
mm-hmm.
and find out what's going on. That, and
yeah.
then, you know, just planning my calls. And, of course,
mm-hmm.
the dream board, that just came up.
Mm-hmm. It's all related, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy.
I know, but it's like one big piece of the picture, right? So you've got all of these little gears moving internally. You've got to have your dream board updated to keep you motivated, to make you feel like finding out what's going on with expired so that you can get to your beach house.
Right.
If you will. Okay, and then the other thing is you and I are going to look closely at your P&L and see what we're really looking at there and scrutinize the costs. We'll cut out anything that doesn't make sense. We'll do more of what does make sense, and then we're going to come up with a very specific income goal after you've done your dream board, after you've done the treasure map where you're setting goals in five areas of life, and we'll start
mm-hmm.
with the end in mind. So we'll figure out what you have to earn to create a great 2015. Then we'll divide it by your average net commission to you, and that'll tell us how many transactions, which will tell us what we need to make your listing inventory, and then we're going to go do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Is that fair?
So do I need to print this whole treasure map thing?
Well, the worksheets, certainly. A lot of it is reading, so you don't have to. You can
okay,
just read it on your screen.
Okay, I didn't have that far. Okay.
That's okay. If you, and that's in level one on our website, if you are somebody that is better printing everything off and working page by page and, you know, touching the paper, that's certainly cool. A lot of people do print it off. But you can also just read online, you know, the mindset stuff. And then when there's like a goal setting template, then you can print that off. And maybe
okay.
that ends up on your dream board. And, you know, these are also things that you can just fill out and send me a copy of in my email, so we can work on it together. So homework for you over the holiday break is to do the treasure map, which is, again,
right.
on our website, level one.
I'm in it right now. I've never
okay.
done it.
Yeah. Well,
you
and I started about halfway through the year. So, you know, my main thing was keeping you motivated to get to your 340. And there's still a chance you'll get 350. I'm still holding out. You're going to have a surprise deal.
I am
too. On the edge. I just know it. One of those four listings is going to sell. We're going to get there, so help me God. So I kind of left you alone until the year changed because I wanted you to, you know, basically do your business.
No,
well.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, but now's the time to really create the best 2015 that we can. And the other thing is, it's a luxury being able to work on this type of, you know, working on your business versus working in your business. So
mm-hmm.
it's great that you have that income so that you and I don't have to talk about, all right, where's your next deal? We're living check to check. If that was the case, we wouldn't be spending time on big picture stuff. I'd keep my foot in your butt to make sure that you were able to afford Christmas, you know, because that happens too
right.
on phone calls. But you're
right.
really, really blessed with a killer income, 4 listings at least going into the year, probably more. Okay, so let's take
mm-hmm.
December, and this is generally my goal for all my clients, and again, you and I are still getting to know each other a little bit, but my goal generally, and we'll keep this in mind for next year, is to meet or exceed your goal by Thanksgiving so that we do have the luxury of working on the business plan for December.
Right.
So keep
okay.
that in mind, and that makes for more fun holiday season anyway.
Yeah.
Okie dokie.
Uh-huh. Great.
All right. Any questions before I send you off into the Georgia sunset for Thanksgiving?
No. My mind's going crazy right now. Not crazy. I'm just... Okay.
No,
cool.
It's good. It's all good. That's
exciting.
That's why we do this. And yeah, and that's why it doesn't take just one call to do it. We'll do this over probably 2, 3, maybe even 4 calls. But since your gears have been unlocked and you're thinking about this, when we hang up, just jot down some notes. Write down everything that's going on in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
That way we can keep the conversation going because who knows, probably the next call you get is going to be an offer on one of your listings and then you'll be off to the races and we'll have to revisit it. So just do kind of like a mind dump before that happens, okay?
Okay, that's a good point.
And meanwhile,
great.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. It's my pleasure, Gail. So I look forward to our next call and I will see you after the holiday.
Okay, thanks.
My pleasure. See you
bye,
later.
Bye, thanks. Julie.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.